It was 1979. A man named Ed Duffy, a carpenter, had bought an old home in Sacramento and was working on fixing it up. Under the staircase, he happened upon an old trunk, and when he opened it, he was astonished at what he found. In this episode, I will be sharing with you the story of May Woolsey and the trunk under those stairs.
This is Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast, and this is Ricky Mortensen.
Inside this trunk were over 600 items. Some were pictures, some newspaper clippings, some clothes, some dolls, some marbles, a hand fan, a sketchbook, some cards, school books, among other things. Duffy then contacted a museum guy who checked it out and found that this trunk was from the Woolsey family. The stuff inside had to do with a young girl who died at just 12 years old named May Hollister Woolsey. The Woolsey family was fairly upper class within the Sacramento area. They knew the Crockers, the people behind the Crocker Art Museum in downtown Sac. Mr. Woolsey's name was Luther. He was from New York, and his family ran the Woolsey Wheel Company over in Sandusky, Ohio. One day, he decided to come to Sacramento and worked in the railroad industry, starting out as a machinist. He bought the house where the trunk was found in 1866. Other than that, not much is known about the family, and even less, of course, about May. She seemed to draw, and she had dolls and played with marbles that were found in the trunk. She may have been an avid reader, given all the books in the trunk. She probably enjoyed hobbies like sewing and quilting, since there were quite a bit of quilting squares found as well. May Woolsey's cause of death is not certain either. Some sources say she died of the flu. Some say she got measles, which brought about encephalitis, which is a brain inflammation. Or some say she had a bug bite and caught encephalitis from that. Either way, it was a fairly sudden death, within just a couple of days from healthy to deceased. Now, this was in the late 1800s. She died in September of 1879, so this was in the middle of the Victorian era. This is the period of time in America where death and the spirit world became very popular. Satanic things like seances and mediums were extremely popular and captured the attention of grief-stricken people. One grief-stricken person was Mary Woolsey, May's mother. She couldn't believe that her daughter was dead. It happened so suddenly. There was no way for her to prepare for such a thing. The Daily Bee newspaper put out a funeral announcement. May Hollister, only daughter of Luther S. and Mary E. Woolsey, aged 12 years, 10 months, and 8 days. Friends and acquaintances are respectfully invited to attend the funeral, which will take place from the residence of the parents tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The next day after the funeral, the evening newspaper went out, and in it was an ad for a medium. Now, if you don't know what a medium is, it's someone who claims to have the ability to speak to the dead and will perform this feat for a certain fee. Now, Mary paid the medium, and we don't know how often she went, but I would imagine she went quite a bit, but we simply don't know. The medium wrote this letter claiming it to be from May. "Dear Mama, I'm so happy as I did write to you and say I was happy. Now, Mama dear, do not weep for me. I am not dead, only gone to wait your coming. Oh, what a pleasure there is in the spirit life. No one can tell. An everlasting life of pleasure where we will know no sorrow. You will outlive this. Your mission on earth is not done yet. From your darling May." Of course, things like this lead to ghost stories, and there are some. Some say that the trunk was opened within the house, and now you can hear random screams, and things would go missing and fly across the room. Today, the trunk and some of the stuff that was inside is on display at the Sacramento History Museum in Old Sacramento. It's on the second floor. Now, I have to end this podcast with a public service announcement. If you have lost someone, know that you cannot contact them from beyond the grave. It's a simple fact of life. When a person dies, they go to one of two places. Those that have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ by faith will go to heaven. Those that haven't will go to hell. It's that simple. And you can't talk to them. It's called necromancy. And that's satanic. When you go to a medium or a seance, you don't talk to the dead. You're talking to a demonic spirit who is only pretending to be your loved one. The same thing goes for ghosts. You aren't seeing or feeling the dead. You are playing with devils. Now, this is a history show, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But I just had to make that PSA. Mae Woolsey was a little girl of 12 years old. She died in the 1870s in a time capsule of sorts full of her things was found in 1979, about 100 years after her death. We don't know much about the family, but we do know that Mae was the only child that we know of. Though, I found some sources that said Luther had a grandchild, which would mean they either had another son or daughter, or maybe a previous marriage. I don't know. I found some sources saying that Mae was their only daughter, but I couldn't find any potential brother anywhere. Parents, Luther and Mary, were semi-upper-class people in their day. Luther was a railroad man who came from a family that ran the Woolsey Wheel Company in Sandusky, Ohio. The factory burned down in 1902. Mary and Luther are both buried in Sacramento, right next to Mae, so it's unlikely they left Sacramento. Luther died in his 80s, and Mary died in her 60s. Mae, of course, died at 12. When she died, her mom, Mary, was only 47, and her dad, Luther, was about 50. To know who Mae was, you would just have to use your imagination. A little girl who went to school, sewed, played marbles, and liked to draw. That's it for this episode. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast. When you go to school and study history, they give you dates, they give you some names, and that's about it. But there's a lot more to California history, and that's where this show comes in. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show, and we hope you were entertained. And we'll be back soon, but in the meantime, hook up with us on Twitter and Instagram at @busy_Ricky. Find us on Facebook at Ricky's Historical Tidbits. Till next time, this is Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast, signing off.